The Valley's country leader, new camel at 107.9. It's a breakfast buzz with Nina and Nico.
Guess who we have on the phone, Nines?
Well, I know who it is because we were talking about how excited we are to talk to him.
All right, let's just say hello. Devin Dawson's on the phone. What's up, Devin?
Going on, man.
Good morning, man. How you doing today?
It's push week for me. We're going for number one with my song, All On Me. And so it's a pretty crazy week, man. I'd say it's probably the best week of my life.
It's amazing. The last time I had push week was when my wife was 9 months pregnant, and it was a much different scenario.
I thought of a different scenario, but I won't say it. Man, it's good to hear from you guys.
Hi. We sing your song in the studio all the time.
I feel like hopefully I can consider it an earworm where it's like kind of gets stuck in your head a little bit. You got a number, you can call on me. You
know, hey.
Get a baby. Yeah,
we got serenaded. I love this.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the morning version.
Okay, so Devin, we want to talk to you about all the music and everything going on, but I'm completely distracted because, first of all, picture is on your bio. Look at this, Nico, right?
Yes, handsome. Yeah. How can I not see his photo?
So handsome. But you have two giant sleeve tattoos.
Yes, I do. It's funny because people will like ask, how many tattoos do you have? And for me, I always say two-thirds because started out getting tattoos, I plan to get both my arms and my chest kind of as one concept, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like 90% done with my arms. I still have to get some touch-ups and a little bit on the inner arm because last time I spent like 4 hours and I just couldn't take it anymore. I was like, all right, I'm done.
On the inner arm, I heard that was the worst.
So bad. I'm not even going to lie. I couldn't. It didn't hurt that bad. I'm like, yes, it hurts. Don't let anybody lie to you. And I feel like every time I go back, it gets worse because I'm just not as excited, you know?
Nina just
got a crazy tattoo on her forearm, which basically takes up your whole arm from elbow down to your wrist.
The forearm's not bad, though. It still pinches a little bit, but I'm like 50 hours in. So
wow.
So, yeah, it's a lot.
And basically, Devin just called you a wimp.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't. I just know that we can relate to each other, right?
No, but I'll take it. I was, ow, you trying to kill me? This hurts.
Well, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Yay. What did you think about when you were getting your tattoo? Because my mind went everywhere.
Some people, like, take, you know, pain medicine. Some people drink, whatever. I just go in super sober. Like, I get, like, a super nice breakfast, drink a bunch of orange juice, and just, like, I listen to music, and I talk. Him and I are good friends. He's from my hometown. That's where I get all my work done is outside of Sacramento area in California, and I just kind of just hang through it, and I feel like getting your mind off it, whether you're talking about something or listening to music, is the best thing to do. Like, if you're thinking about the pain, if you're thinking about it, it's just hard. Like, I don't watch either. I don't watch it happen. I just kind of look down every 30 minutes, and there's something new there, you know?
How can you not watch it happening?
I didn't look either. It hurts.
I would be so judgmental. I'd be like, bro, that line is crooked.
No, you can't mess with them.
Bro, your arm is fat. That's why it's crooked.
Artistic freedom is everything, man. I feel like if you trust somebody and you trust what they do, you should just let them do what they do because that's when you get the best product. If you try to, like, kind of, like, turn everything and shape everything to what you want, like, it's not going to be as good, you know?
You're right. I have to learn to trust.
And from an artist. I get it. Okay, Devin Dawson on the phone with us. Nico, let's take a break. I want to come back and ask him about all these appearances, like The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Ellen. Are you so ready for Ellen? I heard that you're going to be on her show soon.
Yeah. We're taping it on Wednesday, and I think it'll air Thursday. I'm stoked. I think she's so awesome. I mean, I've watched her since I was a kid, and like just her, like she's got this inviting kind of energy, even through the screen. I've never met her, obviously, yet.
She loves music.
She does love music. She loves to dance. She loves country music. I'm just like, I don't want her to scare me.
Oh, like when you're getting interviewed and somebody like jumps out in a fairy costume?
I might try to just scare her, just get a leg up, you know?
Yeah, get ahead of it on Ellen. Yeah. Devin Dawson scares Ellen. Like, that's going to be the headline.
That would be amazing.
Hopefully she would ask me back after that. I'm not sure.
Truth.
So let's talk about All On Me for a second, okay? Some quick facts about the song. It has 80 million on-demand streams, 550,000 Shazam tags. It's included in Spotify's Hot Country Best of 2017 playlist. The song is
Devin Dawson
blowing up.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
Absolutely insane, especially just like listening to you say that, just like putting it in a sentence. Like that's where it becomes real. That's when it becomes like that. Wow, that's like hearing it like that from that perspective is just crazy. And I mean, to think like this is the first offering, this is the first single, you know, and to have this much support and this much belief going into this push week already it gives me confidence, you know. And I mean, how many of my favorite superstar artists, you know, didn't have a hit single until their fifth or sixth or seventh one? And to have this much success or support really on this first one just means a lot, and that's a testament to you guys for believing in it and playing the crap out of it. And man, I can't believe it. It's such a good time to be alive. It's so crazy.
When you win awards for this song,
I like how you said when.
When, not if, when.
When.
Will you, because I feel like country artists always think country radio, right? Which naturally they do. Will you like blink extra tight so we know that you were thanking us particularly?
I'll say a code word.
Okay, cool.
And the code word is thank you.
Thank you.
Because you're probably going to say that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'll be waiting. That's all
it's
I'm saying.
So funny. Like, I think about that even though like you can't really plan that moment, but I feel like the first time, it's not going to be this profound thing. Like, it's going to just be a bunch of names because I couldn't do it alone. I wouldn't be here without anybody else, you know? And so I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of names until they tell me to leave, you know?
And then Devin's going to black out and go, Camel. I love Camel. Camel, Camel, Camel.
Right, that's it, yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, you were on tour, or you've worked with two, Maren Morris, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
Yeah.
I've met them for like 2 seconds in an interview, you know, kind of thing, environment. Are they that nice, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, in real life?
They really are. I mean, Faith is just the most incredible just spirit, and she smells so good. I know that's weird.
It's not weird.
I was laughing at Tim because I was like we played a couple shows, you know, like Handful 7 together last summer, and literally just today announced I'm going on tour with them for the summer too, which is really, really cool. I actually haven't even posted about it yet. I was like, man, you guys killed it last night. He's like, man, You must be lying because we don't do that. And I'm like, yeah, right. You're a superstar, dude. So they are super down to earth, and they just want to hang just like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Thank you so much, though, Devin Dawson. They're telling us that we can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, no, but I'm not the bad guy. I could stay here all day if I.
No, it's a big week for you, and we're excited for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you guys for the time, and thank you for playing All on Me and everything you do. We'll see you down the road.
Absolutely. Good luck. Thank you so much for joining us, Devin.
All right. Cheers, y'all.